Well, Cal, we're glad to have you back in the studio because you are our Mac expert. And a couple things came up this week that I saw. One was the introduction of a new operating system, iOS 10.3, which is for the mobile devices, right?
That would be for any of the iOS devices. That would be either for your iPhone, mm-hmm. your iPad, and also for your Apple TV as well, and your watch, your Apple Watch as well. They all run the iOS operating system.
What's unique about this new one?
Nothing. No, I'm just kidding.
That was a short segment.
There's a couple. Make it quick. Make it fast. There's a couple of things that are going on. One of the biggest things, believe it or not, is something that you won't even pay any attention to. You'll just use it because it just works, as Steve would always say, is that they're replacing the file system that drives these devices.
That's it.
And eventually it'll be across every Apple device, even into the Macs. Apple, for 20 years, have been using something called HFS, which is the file system that they've used. And they started in around 1998. And it's been working for them, but they've been MacGyvering and sticking it together and keeping it going for the longest time. So now they've came up with a new file system, which is APFS, which is the new Apple file system that they're going to use. It's more scalable. It's got more features to it. And so they introduced it starting with the iOS devices.
Now, if I'm correct, when I read about that, aren't they going to also save a lot of space as well?
Yeah, it's a much more efficient file system all the way down the line. So they're moving toward that type of concept with it.
Okay, so this sounds like, once again, smaller drives being able to handle what's on your computer if it's a system that's more efficient. By the way, you're listening to the Internet Advisor on WJR Radio. We're here on Saturdays from 4 until 6 p.m., and we're glad to have you folks who are just joining us from the MSU spring game. Thank you for being with us. Right now, Cal Carson, who was with us in studio, was talking about the brand new file system that's being put into Apple devices, in particular the portable devices like the phones and your iPads, etc. It's called iOS 10.3, and we're talking about some of the changes. One of the big changes behind the scenes,
yeah,
that's the file system. Is it true then that it's going to give you more space? I mean, it'll reduce the space, as Ed was saying, which may hard drives, I would imagine, much more efficient? Maybe
well,
because smaller ones?
I don't know necessarily it's going to give you more space, but it's going to be able to manage larger spaces better. And as we all know, over time, the drives have been getting bigger, not smaller, because we just use more data nowadays. So for these larger and larger drives, you need a more efficient file system, and especially for things like SSD drives, where you have to efficiently move that data around in order to make the SSD mm-hmm. last for a long period of time. And perhaps maybe we'll get a chance to have Ed talk a little bit about that, because he sent us some good information about that this week at work, and it was just terrific. I learned a lot.
It's fascinating.
I did, too. Yeah. I did, too. So more than saving space, it's probably going to speed up the system, is what
yes,
I'm guessing.
Yes, definitely. Make it more efficient. Make it run better.
I knew there was some improvement with the APFS.
The other thing that in 10.3 that they came out with, if you happen to have, if you're using the AirPods, which are the wireless
yes.
Headsets now, they'll have it, they have incorporated code in it so that you can find those just like you do when you want to find my iPhone.
Oh, so you have a little button you can push, and your earbuds will start chirping so you can find them as long as they're within range.
Right. If you go to the Find My iPhone application, your earbuds will be listed in there. You press the little button, and they'll be sitting over in the corner going, I'm over here, or, you know, or just beeping.
Awesome.
So you got that going there.
How did you say code again? I did.
I'm over here. And then, let's see, some of the other things that they're going to toss in there, too. Support for paying bills and checking status of bills and some of the payment applications on your phone. This one I really like. I can't wait to play with this. Support for checking the car fuel level, lock status, and turning on the lights and activating the horn on your car.
No, does that go with CarPlay?
Yes.
Okay. So that's how it did.
So you'll have that fun going on with it. There's I don't play, but for some reason or other, they've put in some features in for tracking cricket, the sport.
The sport of cricket. Okay.
Yeah. Let's see.
Okay, that's useless.
Incorporation for Apple Music. to show you what's coming up next on your music with Apple Music and that sort of thing. And then there's some other things as far as with your Apple ID account, information for verification, maps and weather, how it's displayed, and things like that. So it's pretty good.
Quickly, with Apple ID, one of the things that I saw as a headline this week is ransomware. There's a huge ransomware threat out against Apple devices. Any advice for us, those of us who have Apple devices?
First thing is don't panic. Second, you should be doing this anyway. Back up your machines. And I say back them up twice. You know, back them up to one device and back them up to like the cloud or something like that.
Okay.
So you have something that in case something goes askew, you can go back and fall on.
So I'm sorry, Foster. So the ransomware was related to the Mac OS?
Yes.
Not necessarily what we were just talking about, the iPads and iPhones. I just want to make that clarification.
I think it said yes.
As far as I know, it's only for the Mac OS.
Okay.
Right, because
good point.
Because these type of attacks are usually they encrypt the devices.
Yeah, and apparently it's gotten pretty big. And this what is this a deadline
on it? The funny thing, though, is I've heard about this, but I know of no one who has actually been victim yet.
Well, apparently that's exactly it. They're trying to build this up. It's a group out of Great Britain, apparently.
Right.
It's a gang there that is threatening to. And there have been a lot of people who have been looking to see if they claim to have millions of IDs.
Here's the hook, and this goes back to something me and Gary were talking about earlier today. The way they're spreading this is through torrents. So people who use torrents can possibly pick up this disease and get into their Mac, and then therefore it goes from there. When it infects, the legend says that it'll come up to your screen after it's encrypted your drive and request $400 or one Bitcoin to get the encryption de-encrypted.
Mm. Well, I guess stand by, folks. We'll see if this actually happens, and we'll follow the developments on that and just as we go on with our program. Hey, Cal, since we just wrapped up talking about the changes to the Mac system, we have a caller here from Livonia, a friend of ours named Joe. Joe, welcome to the Internet Advisor. You had a question for
Cal? I've got a couple of questions in regards to the compatibility between the older, like even something as far back as 10.6 or 10.7, if I have a new computer that I have not yet set up and I want to be able to transfer the files from that old system onto this new AFPS system, are they going to be able to either file share or migration assist that information so that it would be compatible? And then second half of that, would I be able to have the two partitions, if I were to partition the hard drive that way, would I then be able to interact between the two once they've been transferred?
Okay, I'm going to take the second part first and say I don't know because I haven't done enough research on that particular thing. On the first part, I'm going to say that they shouldn't mix files back and forth with absolutely no problem at all, because before I upgraded my phone to iOS 3, I did a backup to my computer, which is still running HFS. Then after I did the upgrade of my phone to 10.3, I did another backup to my computer, and it backed up with no problems at all. So that was APFS going to HFS with no problem at all. So I don't think there's going to be problems as far as moving files back and forth.
Oh, the stuff would hit the fan if there was compatibility. If there were problems going back and forth, you know they had to.
Without a doubt.
I thought I had heard that you couldn't go back and forth. No, that's...
Well, so far, so good.
Yes. Okay.
So
okay.
I'm going to assume that it's okay, but, you know, until someone tells me otherwise or until my phone stops working, which would really make me upset, I'm going to assume that everything's working fine.
Well, the other half of that, though, is the file system and migration assistant. Would it make any difference how the files get transferred?
Now, that's a real hidden one, and I couldn't even tell you. And the only time we're going to actually find out about that is when they release it for the Mac OS. I believe at that time, closer to that, they'll start the conversations in that realm.
Now, the question I would have is if you have a really old Mac that you can no longer update anymore to, like, Sierra,
Yes.
And say you were still stuck back at Lion, or what was one of the old versions you cannot...
Snow Leopard.
Lion and Mountain Lion and Snow Leopard.
Snow Leopard. So if you plugged in, once you upgraded a phone to 10.3, which has the new APFS, if I plug it into a Snow Leopard device, will it recognize that new file system?
That's assuming a couple of things. Number one, can you upgrade that version of iTunes onto that particular older machine?
There you go.
If you can't do that, then it's a moot point right there from the beginning.
Gotcha.
Okay, Joe?
The ransomware thing?
Yeah.
What I had read is that they were threatening Apple itself that they were going to sit there and do this.
Yes.
They're trying to get the money out of Apple.
Yes, yes. That's the extortion. They're trying to get the money out of Apple.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much for giving us a call.